Moving on now, a senior Israeli military official has issued a threat against Lebanon and its resistance movement Hezbollah. The Israeli military chief of staff has said Tel Aviv will target the Lebanese infrastructure if Hezbollah attacks Israel. Lieutenant General Benny Gantz added that Israel will probably engage in an imminent war. This is while critics blame Tel Aviv for staging wars against Arab countries in the region. Israel has attacked Lebanon twice in the past. The Israeli military suffered heavy blows in both of the conflicts. Mr. Hisham Jaber is director of the Center for Middle East Studies with us now live from Beirut. Let's get his thoughts on this. So, Mr. Jaber, when we have there a comment like an imminent war, what does that imply, do you think?
Yeah, it's not the first time we hear such threat against Lebanon. Personally, I didn't see in the statement and the speech of General Gantz anything serious, anything may present a real threat. Israel did not stop to threaten Lebanon for 5 years since was defeated in 2006. Now also the timing is convenient for such warning or threat that Mr. Netanyahu is in order to build up his cabinet. He has interest to build, to create a climate of war and atmosphere of war in order to have the support of the Israeli people, since Netanyahu did not succeed to have the majority which was planning to have in the Knesset. Now I think Israel is not ready yet to launch any war against Lebanon, since they are talking about 60,000 missiles in the hand of Hezbollah, and Israel did not complete yet the Iron Dome which protect Israel and its people against the missiles. Now, according to experts, they have only 30% of protection using Patriot and HETS-1, HETS-2, the arrow, etc., etc.
Yeah.
That means 10,000 missiles, among 10,000 missiles, 7,000 missiles will hit the target. So I think this is psychological warfare, and only, and if you look, if we make analysis to this speech, and personally, I pretend to be expert in this in America, we see if Hezbollah attack Israel, and we may found Israel tomorrow in war. And also he said at the end of his speech that this war against Lebanon, maybe it will be very seriously costly to Israel. That means there is no war. I don't see also, on the other hand, Hezbollah, especially in this time, have any interest to start war against Israel. And it will stay on the, you know, on the side of psychological warfare, in my opinion.
Right, and Mr. Jaber, just as a conclusion, if a war is, however, launched on Lebanon by Israel for another time, what would be, do you think, the objective of that war? What would Israel want to achieve from this war?
No, Israel has the only threat facing Israel and the whole Arab world is Hezbollah. It became a kind of phobia with Israel. Israel, you know, want to create, in any circumstances, hit Hezbollah, but doesn't have the possibility to do it, since the balance of force is not in the favor of Israel. And Israel, as you know, that Netanyahu did promise his people and had some support from the population to create, that potential enemy is Iran, and he did promise to make military operation against Iran. And he came 2 months ago to say, I am sorry, I couldn't do it because I cannot start any military operation against Iran without United States, and United States did not accept to do it. Few days later, he did make an aggression against Syria, as you remember. And now he has interest, as we said, to create a atmosphere of fear of war and climate of war in order to have the support of the population. But if it will start any war against Hezbollah, Israel, as not me who saying this, that General Gantz said, it will be seriously costly to Israel. And they know that. They know that Hezbollah has, they said, has 60,000 missiles. And 75% of them, they will hit their targets. And Israel also, we don't have to forget, is very weak in the civil defense. Because Israel never in the history imagined that it will be hit in its own, in Palestine, in its own land. That's clear. And I always said for 6 years that Israel will not start any war against Lebanon because it cannot handle the consequences of that war.
Mr. Hisham Jaber, Director of the Center for Middle East Studies, with us there from Beirut. Thank you very much.